We were learning yesterday a sicha from Lubavitcher Rebbe. We started learning on page 363, in the right-hand column, the Zohar Shematzino. So Rebbe was explaining the difference between Nisuch HaYayin and Nisuch HaMayin, the difference between Avodas Hashem that is felt, that is understood, that is enjoyed, is Nisuch HaYayin that has a time, that has a ravus, a taste, and it's pleasurable. And Avodas Hashem, in a way of mayim, of water, is that in of itself, a person's avodas is coming from Kabbalah's Ol. It's an act of Kabbalah's Ol. It's a matter of doing what the person knows he must do, and it's responsibility. Even there, we know that, as the Rebbe explains, Hashay Samayim Lutzmoy, if a person drinks water with great thirst, if a person's Avayda is in a way of Bittul Lashem, Mesivus Nefesh, but there too there can be an even greater, not just there too, but there could be an even greater simcha in Kabbalah soul, and an even greater mesikus and sweetness in the Kabbalah soul. That's the avodah of Nisuch HaMayim. And the Rabbi explained the chilukim between Nisuch HaYayin and Nisuch HaMayim as a din, the din in the carbon, as a din in the day of Yontif itself. But both of these aspects of avodas Hashem are necessary, because Baruch Hu wants that there should be, to begin with, the basis, the yesod of everyone's avodas Hashem is Kabbalah's Ol. But to build upon that foundation of Kabbalah's Ol, an avodas Hashem in the way of Nisuch HaYayin, with seichel, with tam, and to understand, and so on. That's what we were learning yesterday. So on page 363, v'zeu shematzinu b'shas matan Torah, she'ha'aschola ha'isa ba'akdomis nasal nishma. And we see this Seder, this order of first Kabbalah's Ol, and then Avoida with Tam, with Seichel, and so on. We see this by Kabbalah's Torah, where Kabbalah's Torah began with the Kabbalah's Ol of Nasa, of Nasa v'Nishma. That Nasa, which is Kabbalah's Ol, we will do whatever we have to do. That the Kabbalah's Ol comes before the Nishma, which is the aspect of Nisuch HaYayin, of wine, which is hasag, understanding, and so on. So zo inyin haKabbalah's Ol. The kevan shadayin la yodu klal by mehamaduba. When we would have seen, we didn't know yet at all what's involved. Haymuvan shlahay yochelios etzlan tam varevus bezeh. It's obvious that there was no tam and arevus. There was no understanding, no taste, no pleasantness. It was just a matter of Kabbalah's Ol, of a willingness to submit ourselves to the Ol of being Avdei Hashem. Elikiblus Atar Mitzad Kabbalah's Ol. The Yisoid of Kabbalah's Atar was in a way of Kabbalah's Ol. Al derech zeh ba'avodah pratis hakol echad ve'echad. And in that way, each individual person's Avodas Hashem, Omer Chazal, lo makadma pashas shma v'vahoyi im shemala. So Chazal asks, why is it that the parasha of Shema comes before V'hoya Im Shemora? Kadeshi Akabal of Ol Malchus Shemaim Tchila. Because Avodas Hashem begins with Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim. Shema Yisrael Hashem HaKeno Hashem Echad. V'achakach Yakabal of Ol Mitzvahs. And afterwards, the person's Makabal upon himself, Ol Mitzvahs, begins with Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemaim, which is a general act of giving oneself over completely in a way of Kabbalah's soul, in a way of Bittul. And then is Kabbalah's, and then comes Kabbalah's HaMitzvahs. V'diyuk haloshon hu ol davka. And Chazal say davka ol. Hainu she'ein ba'arevus. Doesn't have sweetness. But the way the beginning of the child's avodah is Davke Brismila, which all the Sfarim emphasize, is without any understanding at all. The child is the child is taken and is brought without any knowledge, without any awareness, into the bris of Avraham Avinu. And the whole Avaida growing up is in the way of Kabbalah's all. Obviously, over time, Hashem Baruch wants us to move from Nisach Hamayim, or to join together with our Nisach Hamayim, Kabbalah's all, the Nisach Hayayim, the wine of understanding, and the Hergish of that pleasure in Avodas Hashem. And as the Alter Rebbe writes in Tanya, "Kahaytara the Yehovin lay al bekadmisa," like the ox that you place upon it the ol. V'hai leishtakach kabei, as a latuch aliyos gam havoided hasaga. As we learn, that if there isn't initially a kabbalas ol, then all of that person's understanding, all of his avoided by way of yayin, is in question, and we don't know how true it is, how real it is, because it didn't come with the Kabbalah soul, as we spoke about yesterday, Dariches. Val pizeh yuvan minor ravel oizet stuki al tanos ama pizizah dekad misu pumaychel adnaychel. So Rava responded to the accusation of the Tzduki, when the Tzduki was mocking Am Yisrael, but we accepted the Torah without knowing what's in it. That we said Nasa v'nishma. That the response was Amad Paziza Tekadmisu Pomaichel Udnaichel. That there's a foolishness, there's a silliness, there's a rashness in accepting upon yourself something that you don't know, that your mouth saying something before your ears, the kadmisu pumaychel adnaychel, that your mouth came before your ears. You're saying, yes, we'll do it, and you don't even know what you're doing. So Rava answered, with the pasuk he says, Tumas Yisharm tanchem eslav boigdim tishadim, which means, Tumas Yisharm, hainu ha-tmimus shol b'nei Yisrael, shegidim unas l'nishma. That this mid is a mid of tmimus. It's not a foolishness. It's a mid of tmimus. Shegidim unas l'nishma, tanchem, shesoif kol soif, yumshach adova gam ba'asoga. Tanchem means that the basis of Avodas Hashem is Tumas Yisharm, which is tmimus. Building upon that tmimus, that tmimus will eventually lead to what? To a hasaga of tanchem, shesoif kol soif, yumshach adova gam ba'asoga, that will be understood, and an avoided with hasaga, and soif boigdim, if a person attempts to serve Hashem completely upon his understanding, his seichel, then tajdeim, sof kol sof ma'abed, it's going to destroy. He's going to lose gamas hasaga, any hasaga that he has. If the whole avodah is based upon hasaga's understanding and seichel. Yesoid ha'avodah kabbalas ol. If the side of one's avodas Hashem is Kabbalah's all, havel ka'amr le'el, gam is ha'seichel tzarech l'shabir le'elokus, el sha'avodah shel hasag yichol lova davke la'achri ha'kdom shel Kabbalah's all. That's the Seder. And the ha'kdom of Nisach HaMayim, and that's why api halacha, the Nisach HaMayim can be before the Nisach HaYayin, the Nisach HaMayim can be immediately from the night, whereas the Nisach HaYayin is a din in the day, in the Zevach, and the Karban. L'chein ha-din hu sh'Nisach HaMayim, Kabbalah's all, bo l'chol ha-roish. That's why Nisach HaMayim comes first. O'b'zeh yas'chol ha-tekef m'shekidash ha-yom. Immediately, m'shekidash ha-yom ha-yantiv. V'chakech efshe v'tzarech lifnei yis'la'avay d'shel ha-saga. And only then can there be an avodah ha-saga of Nisach HaYayin. Beperish Zayim, Beperish Mishnayis, maybe a Rambam Tam L'Divya Mishnah, Ba'kol Ma'arvin Chutz Min Hamayim. So the Rambam is talking about the din of an Erev, and the food that is necessary for an Erev Chatzeres, and the din is that Ba'kol Ma'arvin Chutz Min Hamayim, that you can use any food and drink, Chutz Min Hamayim, but water cannot be used for an Erev. And the reason for that is that for the purpose of creating an Erev, it must be something that nourishes, davar hamazin, something that's substantial. Umayim einam davar hamazin. Water is not considered to be something which is mazin. Ela hemrak meilichim es hamazin b'kol chalki haguf. The purpose of water is to bring the nourishment to all parts of the body, but the water itself is not mazin. V'chein hu, the Kabbalah's ol shlim shel lamayim. And the Rebbe explains, it's the same when it comes to Kabbalah's ol, which is compared to nisach hamayim. HaKabbalah's ol atzma ein ba'arevus. The act of accepting upon oneself unquestioningly the ol malchus shamayim, that itself doesn't fill the person. That doesn't have arevus. V'ein adover hamazin. If a person only has that, it's not going to sustain him. Aval al yoda, however, if you have that, then all the rest of your learning, all the rest of your hasagis, aval al yoda bo lo adam gam tesefes hasaga, will reach every part of your existence. Kanal. Ches keshem she'etzem eni dekabol sol maisev gam ba'hasaga, the same way that when a person is mekabel ol, that adds to his hasagis, that's the basis of all of his hasagis. Kach gam hasimcha shemitzad kabbalas ol. So too, the joy that comes with kabbalas ol, mevia teisefes simcha b'hasaga, increases the simcha in all that a person understands in his masik. L'chein ha'isa hasimcha b'kol meshech hazman desukis, k'loshna gemar, shloi ta'amnu tam shein. The Gemara says that by the simcha's basis shu'eva, was Ushaavta Mayim Besosim Yimayneh Yeshua, which was the Nisach HaMayim, the Gemara says, Shloi Ta'amdu Tam Shein, that they didn't sleep. They didn't have the taste of sleep during the entire, every night, from the second night of Sukkot and on, when they were Oisik in the Sheivas HaMayim, in the Avoida of getting the water, bringing to the Nisach HaMayim, it says, Loi Ta'amdu Tam Shein, we didn't taste the taste of sleep. They were up all night, every night, with the whole Asik and the Simch and the dancing all night. But it carried over into the time all the way to the morning of Nisach HaYayin. When a person is asleep, he's compared to an animal. Page 364. Negareshes es hashina, which means, normally when a person is asleep, he has no hasag of anything. He's completely unaware of anything. Aval ha'avoida the kabbalas ol negareshes es hashina, gam lameshech hazman denisach hayayin. However, the avoida of kabbalas ol, remember, which is compared to the avoida of the night. That's why Nisach HaMayim, everything would begin at night. Even though it's an avoida like a behemah, but it leads to the greatest simcha, and it's moisif, it's a sefes of simcha, to the point that it's megareshes es hashena, that there was no sleep. Sleeping is a time of, sleeping is a kabbalas ol. But like ta'am l'tam shena, we didn't taste sleep at all, there was no taste of sleep, means just the opposite. It means to be completely awake and completely aware. Gam l'meshach hazman d'nisach hayayin. L'chol meshach shivas yimei ha'sukkos. For the entire time of the whole yantiv of sukkos. V'al yodam gam l'chol shivas yimei ha'shavua. Shebechol meshach hashana. That this can lead to a simcha throughout the year. Shebechol hazmanim u'v'chol ha'ifanim lo'yia maimed u'masav shoshayin. To be awake the entire year. Not to be asleep, but to be awake. Which is an avoida of Nisach HaYayin, of Hergish, of Seichel. Eliya avata es havaya lokecha besimcha, ubetuv levav meirav kol. An avoida with simcha. Tes alpiz ayuvan gama shakosa begumar. Lumenasech oy meloy hagve yodcha, oy yedecha. The Gemara says that when it came time for the Nisach HaMayim, they would say, to the person who's menasech, who's pouring, lift up your hands. Why? Because the Gemara says, Shepam echad nosach echad al gabe raglov. It once happened that there was a certain stuki that was making fun of the nisach hamayim, and he poured the water on his feet. Nosach echad al gabe raglov. Lefishat stukim einem moidim in nisach hamayim. Seems that the stukim have a particular problem with nisach hamayim. The stukim had a problem with nisach hamayim, and he pours the water on his feet. Kibir harambam betam hadavar, kemish in nisach hamayim lenichta beferish b'torah. Whereas nisach hayayin is written beferish in the Torah, nisach hamayim is not written in the Torah. It doesn't say clearly in the Torah. El chazal lomdu mitzvah zu al pi remez b'kosu bilvad. Nisachecha. Nisachecha v'loshen rabim in the plural. The din of nisach hamayim is not beferish in chumash, only nisach hayayin. So therefore, the tztukim who didn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, the tztukim couldn't bear the inyan of nisach hamayim. It bothered them, nisach hamayim. But tztukim ein amoydim b'Torah Shabbal Peh. The tztukim do not accept Torah Shabbal Peh. Therefore, the whole institution of nisach hamayim to them was abhorrent. So this tztuki went, and he poured the water on his feet. And what happened? It says in the Gemara, Urgumuhu kol ha'am be'esrei geyim. It's an amazing thing. It says the whole island, everybody took the esraigim, and they threw their esraigim at him. Urgumuhu kol ha'am be'esrei geyim. U'mi'oz ve'eilach, and from that time and on, in Higu, Shayu Oyrim Lamanasech, Hagbe Yodcha. They used to tell the guy that was coming with the Nisach Hamayim, lift up your hands. You know, there's not going to be a repeat of that business that happened with pouring the water on the feet. Shanira Shetitan Hamayim Beseifel. It should be clear that the water is being poured and it's not going onto the feet. So obviously, even though we understand that's the Pshat and the Gemara, there's much more going on here. This is Bashkafer Rishonim. When you look at this, there are some things here that we just don't understand that are not clear. Aleph. Kevan Shat Stukim Einam Moidim V'Nisach Hamayim. Since the Stukim do not accept Nisach Hamayim, Lahoy L'Stukim L'Nasach Klal. So why does that Stukim go B'Klal to get involved in Nisach Hamayim? He doesn't believe in it. So stay home. Why is it? No, he davke takes the water and he pours it on his feet. What's that? Days. Loma rugamuhu kol ha'am. Why did everybody stone the guy? Hareshinui ba'avayda. We have halacha that tells us what happens if somebody is mishana ba'avayda. What happens if somebody changes the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, if somebody tampers with the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, we have halachas for that. The punishment for being mishana the avoid is misa b'dei shamayim. Or shadavim also a kanoim. Or perhaps there's a din, kedin kanoim pogumbo. That means that those individuals who are known as kanaim, whatever that means, not going to go into that right now, but who are particularly zealous in their diktuk and halacha, that they would take care of this person, whatever that might be. Could be to beat him up, to grab him, to throw him out of the Beis HaMikdash. But over here, what's interesting is, imkein loma rugamuhu kol ha'am. Here, it says in the Gemara, everybody threw their sargim at him. It wasn't the kanoim pogumbo that you left over, let's say, to some of the tzaddikim, that they should take care of the guy. Kol ha'am, the whole people threw their esrogim at him. Gimel, ma'u hadiyuk shirugumu kol ha'am be'esrogeyim davke. Why do they seem to spontaneously come up with this punishment that they all threw their esrogim at him? Omnam alpi ha'omer le'el oides ha'inyin denisach hamayim yeturitzu kol ha'diyuka. But based upon the aside that we're learning, we can understand that we can answer these questions. Shitas Yud, Shitas HaTzdukim, the Shita of the Tzdukim Haisa, Shetfisas HaTar Hi Al Piseichel. The Tzdukim lived with this understanding of Yiddishkeit of Torah, that everything has to make sense. Everything's Al Piseichel. Everything that's written clearly and is understood, Al Piseichel, is going to be observed. But everything's Al Piseichel. Therefore, they could not accept the Messiah of Torah Shebaal Peh, which of course includes thousands upon thousands of things, which do not appeal to one's natural intelligence. They do not make sense to the person. It's all about, or a lot of it is about Kabbalah's all. Dine ha'emesi shemayshe kibel ter misinai, u'mesar li Yeshua. And all of this, ad shekol ha'alochis u'nifzikum shulchan aruch, v'chein shara svarim sh'nizkav lo b'Yisrael, to the point that all of the halachas that we have in Shulchan Aruch, and all of the svarim that Am Yisrael has accepted over the years, ein lahara acharem, even though much of it we don't understand, ein lahara acharem, we can't doubt or question any of this. Anam yesh lahishtabu lahavin ad mokim shiyada secha magaz. Of course, we learned Torah all of our lives to try to understand as much as possible. That's the avoid of Nisach Hayayin, to try to understand. There should have a tam. There should be a revis. Avol gam ma she'ein ha'odam meivin, but even that which a person does not understand, olav l'kam k'fi shekosev. We have to keep. Whatever it says, that's what we keep. Whatever the halach is. Avol atztukim tanu, she'kevim she'tar lo b'shamayim hi, but the tztukim tanu, Torah is love Shemayim. What do you mean? All of this Torah Shebaal Peh. That's not how the Baruch Shalom wants, that we should just do things like robots without understanding. Then it has no meaning to you, and it's completely detached from you. So Torah is love Shemayim. He that's Dukim Tainer, that Hashem wants us to understand what we're doing. Therefore, each person should keep the Torah as according to the way he understands Torah. The way that it makes sense to him, that's how he should keep it. Which is still the way many, many people in the world keep Yiddishkeit, whatever they call Yiddishkeit, according to the Seichel that they understand Torah. Lachain, the Nisach Hayayin, therefore, when it comes to Nisach Hayayin, to the pouring of the wine, when it comes to Nisach HaYayin, Shein Yonai Havana V'Hasaga, which the Nisach HaYayin is Havana and Hasaga, understanding Havana and Hasaga, Hiskimu. That they're masking. Avol Nisach HaMayim, however, as far as Nisach HaMayim is concerned, Shein Yonai Kabbalas Ol, the whole need of Nisach HaMayim is that you just except the Avodah in the way of Kabbalah's Ol, doesn't have to have a taste, doesn't have to be understood. Av l'nisach ha'mayim, sh'inyan Kabbalah's Ol, ha'yim enagdim. We understand that the Tzdukim were completely opposed to that. L'shitasa. Therefore, according to the Shita of the Tzdukim, who are against Kabbalah's Ol, who to them the whole thing is insane, that there should be a Kabbalah's Ol, to go without understanding and without questioning. L'shitosan, noshim v'amei ha'aretz, women and amaratzim, chen bali asakim, or people who are all day long at work, she'sichlam torad be'esek, whose minds are always busy, occupied with their business, v'lei b'tayra and not tayra, achen muchrochim l'snaheg, Lefi ha'hayrois shemakavlam. The tzdukim can accept that women, amaratzim, balei asakim, who don't understand anything, who don't learn Torah and don't understand anything, they have no choice other than to accept the instructions of the elders, of the wise people, of those who are studying Torah. There's no choice. They don't understand on their own. They don't learn it on their own. Therefore, these people have no choice but to accept the instructions of the elders. Ava Meirei HaHoyrois Atzlan, however, the scholars themselves, Be'ayosam Eiskem Torah, who are always learning Torah, Harihem, the scholars, the Shitas HaTzdukim, according to the Tzdukim, Einem Tzvichim Lias B'Teilem L'Mesar Shecharim. They don't have to be mevatel themselves to any Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh. The scholars have to sit and to figure it out themselves, and to work it out themselves. The children, the women, the amaratsim, the people who are not studying Torah, whatever, okay, so they have to have some sort of a tradition, or they have to have some system that provides them with that framework of Jewish life. But as far as the scholars are concerned, they're not meshubit to any Messiah. Each person sits down and figures out the Torah and tries to understand it and lives according to the way that it makes sense to them. If it makes sense to you that you could drive to shul on Shabbos, then that's not called a malacha, and that's not what God had in mind when he told us not to work on Shabbos. So then you drive to shul, and if it makes sense to you that someone whose father is Jewish, even though the mother is not, that person should be Jewish. That makes sense to you, and that appeals to your sense of what's fair and what's right. That if there's one Jewish parent, that means that the child is Jewish, even if the mother is not Jewish. So then, say that you're a scholar. You worked out the inyan. You figured it out, and you came to that conclusion. And that's a legitimate conclusion. In the world of Nisach Hayayim, that makes sense and has a good taste, as we spoke about yesterday, it certainly does not have a good taste for many women who are not able to dance with the Torah and they have to sit on the side and watch the men dance. Doesn't have a good taste. So as far as Nisach Hayayim is concerned, it's missing that taste. Kabbalah's all, Nisach Hamayim, doesn't say anywhere in Torah Shebichsav, any Indian of Kabbalah's all, of Nisach Hamayim, doesn't say anywhere. The rabbis made that up to suit themselves. The tzdukim are completely opposed to any avoda of Kabbalah Sol of Nisach Hamayim. The only Nisach Hamayim that the tzdukim acknowledge might be necessary to keep people in line is the women, the Amei Haaretz, and so on. But as far as the scholars are concerned, what's the need for Messiah Sechom? Came to Shagam Hain Vatsam Oiskim Torah. We're also learning Torah. You see this Adayim. Even in the left wing circles of Orthodoxy, that you have individuals who compared to the Gedolei HaTorah are Amaratzim Midiraisim Midrabanan. This whole joke that took place, this sad joke that took place with having women be rabbis, this whole thing. So who came up with this? Who's passing this? Who says such a thing? It's a very nice, he's a nice guy. He's a sweet fella. He's an Amaratz. He's a bunch of Amaratz. So he's coming up with a way of Yiddishkeit. Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree. Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky doesn't agree. Rabbi David Feinstein doesn't agree. This is not, and he can still have the arrogance to go ahead and such a thing. And then people rallying behind that. This is, where does it come from, such a Muslim? The Teretz is that he also went to yeshiva, and he can also interpret the sources, and based upon his interpretation, there's no reason why you can't have whatever they call it. I don't remember what they called it, or Rabba or something. Shmei Rabba, I don't know what they call it. So based upon his interpretation, you could also have such a thing. And then all the people sitting there in the shul saying, yeah, you're right. Our rabbi is nice. You see how nice he is? He made the women all happy. He made the ladies happy. And now the Torah is fair, or at least it's not completely fair, because it can't be exactly the same. It's a little bit different. I don't know what the chiluk is. They have a thing. This Amar is also in the Hamptons. It was a bizarre, this whole Mitzvah is a chiluk Hashem. See, also the women to darshan, all kinds of things that they interpret the Torah. This is how I interpret the Torah. Why not? This is what it means. This is how I understand it. She said, but you know, Rabbi Vad Yosef doesn't learn pshat like that. He could learn and I could learn. There's no bittul, there's no Kabbalah soul at all. It would be the most wonderful thing, it would be the funniest thing. Imagine you take these rabbis and say, okay, we'll put you up on a panel, and we're just going to put you with Rabbi Vad Yosef, and we'll just have a fair. We'll have a test. And we'll see, just to see how familiar you are with the sources. Besides everything else, how absurd the whole thing is. But the svara behind it is, this is the danger of all of this. The svara of it is, I could also interpret Torah. It's not just the Chachmei HaTorah, who are officially part of that Stalshels of the Messiah. I also read the sources, and this is what it means to me. This is what the sources mean to me. And the svara is, the Yiftach B'dara Kishmu B'dara, they know a few Chazals. And the Chazal, Yiftach B'dara Kishmu B'dara, okay, so I'm not a Moshe Feinstein, but that was not Moshe Feinstein's generation. So I'm for now. V'shokal ha'kosev shloisha kali olam k'shloisha chamori olam v'toyer lo v'shamayim. He always starts to say that, look, compared to earlier tzaddikim, we're not as great as they are, but the Torah is lo v'shamayim, it was given to our generation. And in our generation, we have the right to interpret Torah and to understand it according to where we're holding. That's our right, and that's our privilege. So according to our present-day understanding, a woman could be a rabbi. According to our present-day understanding, a woman could be a rabbi. How different is that than what the conservatives do and what the reform do? How different is that, really? Oh, the reform don't have to say anything about any. They don't have to. The conservative used to try to make up that they're part of the Messiah somehow, and that they accept some inyan of Torah Shebaal Peh. Depending upon which particular rabbi it was, or synagogue, there was nothing that was clear. How different is it? These new chevra that come from Shomer Shabbos families, that they're making these things. How different is it? V'zeu shenosach hatztuki agabei raglav. And that's why the tzduki didn't stay home that day. He said, if it bothers you, then it's chamayim, then just stay home. He didn't stay home. He went and he took the water and poured it on his feet. Hu ba'atzmai liyos ha'kayin b'migdash m'sharis es Hashem ein ezokru b'kabbalah sol. This person was obviously a kohen. This stuki, the Beis HaMikdash was infested with Kahanim who had stukin, infested. They took over to a large extent. So he went to work that day, and he was making a statement. And the statement was, I'm a Kohen myself in the Beis HaMikdash, and a Zakur Kol Kabbalah Sol. I don't need the rabbis telling me what to do. I'm an enikel of Aaron HaKayin. I don't need the rabbis telling me what to do. Avonosa Hagabi Raglov. So he didn't stay home. He went to the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean? He's a Kayin. He goes to the Beis HaMikdash and he takes the water and he pours it on his feet. Perish. Shemimenu Yavo Haroz Bederach Kabbalah Sol L'Sheish Meos Elev Ragli Ha'om. You see, the women, the Amaratzim, the infantry of the Jewish people are called Raglei Ha'am. The Olam are called in Tanakh the feet, the Raglei Ha'am. What's the symbolism of the Tzduki pouring the water on his feet? The symbolism of that is that he's no less of a leader. He's in no less of a position to instruct the Raglei Ha'am, how to live, than Moshe Rabbeinu or Yeshua. He pours the water upon the feet to determine how the Raglei Ha'am are to conduct their lives. Meaning, there is an inyan of, he says, V'tayne ke'en zu, yachal ha'adam l'tan gam negelat, m'sha enyonim sheba b'chines raglayim, yichayim liyos b'kabal osol, v'nyoni ha'mayach v'halev, sichim liyos mitzad ha'hergish, lam mitzad kabal osol. But there are some things in life, even the person himself, that might have to be conducted in the way of raglayim, of feet, of kabal osol, of just doing, but not those inyonim that a person connects to or wants to understand and have a hergish and so on. Lachin, therefore, what happened? The response to this tzeduki was urgumuhu kol ha'am. It wasn't just that some tzaddikim, some big members of the Sanhedrin, or somebody went to give him a patch, but the entire am, davka the hamayin am, the people, through the esrogim at him. Lo kahanim, elo pshutei ha'am davka. Davka, the pshutei ha'am, regular Jews, rank and file, simple people. They all did this. Obviously, there's all hashgacha protest. Not that they were thinking all of this, but this is what happened. Why did this happen? That spontaneously the whole olam pelted the guy. Why? So what's going on over here is a conflict between a way of Judaism that's called Nisach Hayayin, exclusive Nisach Hayayin, a Yiddishkeit that consists purely of my understanding, what makes sense to me, how I interpret and understand the Torah. On one corner, the tzduki, and in the other corner, Amcha Beis Yisrael, Shulchan Aruch Jews, who live a life of Nisuch Hamayim as the basis of their Yiddishkeit, Kabbalah's all, trusting the Tzaddikim and the Messiah of Torah Shavu'peh, the generations that were before them, together with each one according to his own ability, trying to get some of a little taste of Yayin, some wine with Seichel and with Hergish. But at the same time also, being Jews who are simple and filled with the joy of Kabbalah's all, as we learn, which is drinking water, litzima'o, the thirst of being an Eved Hashem. This is the confrontation that took place that day in the Beis HaMikdash. So everybody pelted him. Everybody threw their esrogim. Le'a kahanim, el pshutayam davke. Not davke the leaders in the kahanim, el pshutayam. If it would have been just the leaders, you could say, sure, the big rabbis, they're holding on to their, this is a popular movement, right? And, right, they're encroaching, this stuki is going to create some trouble for the rabbis, and they're coming to, they're trying to take over. So you'd say that the kanoim, the tzaddikim, the leaders, the chachmei Torah Shavu'peh, would have gone to beat the guy up. No. Kol ha'am, all the Jews, the simple Jews, they wouldn't accept this. Bali hasaga hagam sheyisoid levadosim u'kabalos ol. You see, if it would have been the Bali hasaga, the Kanoim, the Tzaddikim, the Gedolim, the Sanhedrin, even though they too, of course, serve Hashem with kabalos ol, that's the basis of their avodas Hashem also. Mikomakom, nevertheless, kevin sheyesh b'am kach haseichel, since they're very big intellects, the Tzaddikim, the Rosh Yeshivas, the Rosh Sanhedrin, 365. So hini b'shar shabah adam v'tayin she'ein tzarev v'kabalos ol. So when this Tzaduki is making fun, and he's pouring the water, he's making fun of this chamad, this ridiculous kabalos ol. He pours it on the feet. He says, you know what kabalos ol is for? The idiots. Kabalos ol is for the idiots, for the feet, for the nobodies. But the Bali Seichel, we don't deal with the water. Our Hashem is with wine. So the Bali Seichel by the Tzaddikim, so he says that since they have Kerach HaSeichel, and B'Shosh Shabbo Odom Atayin She'ein Tzarev Kabbalah Sol Elo Dai B'Seichel, Kosh Shaleim L'Hoshav Le'Dover. So they're not the ones to answer this Tzaduki. They're not the ones to respond to this Chutzpah, this Tzaduki, the Bali Seichel. Ki Etzlam Ein Nika Omurgash Kol Kach Zesh Seichel Bufad Ein Amaspi. Because by the Tzaddikim, by the Bali Seichel, by the Chachamim, it's not so clear, it's not so obvious that the essence of Yiddishkeit is all of Yiddishkeit is based upon Kabbalah's all. It's not clear. Because you could say, what do you mean? What do you mean? Listen, you have over here Rav Yosher, Rav Yosef, Rav Ozner. They themselves are people who are drinking wine all the time. These are people of Nisach Hayayin. These are one of ours. We have tremendous respect for these geniuses. We disagree with them, but we have tremendous respect for them. The scholars always talk like that. They're all these elitists. You see, there's also the left wing, the elitism, the disregard for the Hamani. Even they say that we want to make all the women happy, we want to make all Jews feel good, but the whole thing is smells from a snob. The snobs and elitism, and that's why it's always in those same. It's everything of these things in those neighborhoods, Davka, where there's no pashtus. It's all snobbery in these places. It's all this narishkeit. Davka in those areas, in those places. Not that God forbid all the Jews in those places are like that. They're filled with beautiful Jews, but the whole teva is Davka. You see this always by the more affluent Jews. It was never by the pshutim, by Jews who are pashut, Jews who are simple, by Davka by the ones who are. So what happened to the Beis HaMikdash? The Pshutei Ha'am Davke. The Pshutei Ha'am Davke. The simple Jews. The Shomam Esataina, She'ein Tzara B'Kabar L'Sol, when they saw what this Stuki was doing, and that this Stuki was making fun of Kabar L'Sol, of Nisach HaMayim, he's pouring on his feet, and he says, that is for the idiots. He's pouring on his feet, and he's saying, yeah, the Amaratzim, we'll tell the Amaratzim what to do. So then the Pshutei Ha'am, everybody, when they saw this, She'ein Tzara B'Kabar L'Sol, Higishu Mi'ad She'zeh Hepech Watson Elyon. They naturally sensed, as good Jews and simple Jews, that this is against Hashem. This is against the Ratzon of Hashem. V'al Derech Hamavur B'Mokom Acher, as is explained elsewhere, She'bizman HaGolus Me'yeh Karech HaMesivus Nefesh Yoyesi Me'asher B'zman HaBayis. That Davke in the time of Golus, the Avodah of Kabbalah Sol and Mesiris Nefesh shines more brightly than the time of the Beis HaMikdash, as we learned yesterday, that the Inyan of Nisach HaMayim begins at night. Night means that you don't understand. It's gullus, it's difficult. Things are not going well. But Afal Pichain, you accept the responsibility to be a Jew. So Davke, during gullus, the light of Mesiris Nefesh, the Or of Mesiris Nefesh and Kabbalah Sol is stronger than it is Bizman HaBayis. There's a certain maila to the Avodas Hashem in Golos than to the Avodas Hashem of Yemos HaMashiach and the Avodas Hashem by the Beis HaMikdash. There's a certain maila. Because the Avodas Hashem in Golos is a Avodas Hashem where everything seems to be the opposite. It doesn't make sense. And you do it anyway. Because you're Mekabel all. Ki mitzad gilui ha'elokus shohay Bizman HaBayis. Because at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, there was a big gilui ha'elokus. There was Nevuah, the first Beis HaMikdash, and there was gilui ha'elokus. Right, this is not first Beis HaMikdash, but there's the tremendous gilui ha'elokus. Bizman HaBayis. Imchokai se'telechu nesata gishmecha b'itam, and all the brachas were open and clear. And the nisim and the miracles were clear. Lahoy yitzkukim kol kach l'mesivus nefesh. So you didn't need so much to have mesivus nefesh. There were miracles. It was open. The Hashem was brought. There was Hashgach, Pratis, everything. So you didn't need to have such a Mesiris Nefesh. V'chengu gam bizman habayis. U'bizman hagolos gufa. She'etz la'anoshim pshutim. Therefore, the great love that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had for simple Jews, Davka. That he had for the pshutei ha'am, for simple Jews. Because he saw simple Jews as Bali Mesiris Nefesh. She'etz la'anoshim pshutim me'yir karech ha'mesiris nefesh yoyisim ha'she'etz ha'bala seichel. But the pshutim, even when there is a Beis HaMikdash, the more poshut you are, and the more determined you are to be an Eved Hashem, the greater the light of Mesiris Nefesh and Bittul and Kabbalah Sol. By the pshutim, there's dafka a big light of Kabbalah Sol, more than by the Baal Seichel, more than by the scholars, by the Talmid Chacham. By the pshutim, there's a big or of Kabbalah Sol. By the Baal Seichel, the void is not with the same level of Mesiris Nefesh, although the basis, of course, is Kabbalah Sol. But after all, there's so much understanding, and there's so much yayin, there's so much wine in their Yiddishkeit. And with that understanding, there comes a certain kind of a pleasure, and so on. It's not with Kabbalah's all. But the Pshutei Ha'am, the simple Jews, in them there's a tremendous light of Mesiras Nefesh. That's why it's becoming harder and harder to have nowadays that kind of a simple Jew, of a Kabbalah's all type of a Jew. And we understand that with Biyu Hadiyuk Shevu Gemuhu Kol Ha'am Be'esrogeyim. What's going on over there? They threw their esrogim at him. Ben Arbaz Haminim Esrog Luluf Hadas Narova. Among the four minim, Hamayla Gevay B'Yosehi Be'esrog. The most choshev of the four minim is the esrog. Kevin Sheyesh by Tam V'Yesh by Re. Chazal say an esrog. An esrog has a tam, it has a delicious taste, and it has a reich and has a beautiful smell. Each of the other ones has a tam, doesn't have reich, has reich, doesn't have tam, doesn't have lulav, arava doesn't have leitam, le reich. What does it mean, yesh by tam, v'yesh by reich? The esrog is choshev. But the esrog is in yono b'kaiches and nefesh hu aseichel. The esrog is one's level of understanding. Understanding and hergish. Kevin shekarech haseichel hu akarech hayoyis anala. Obviously the highest part of a person is the seichel, is the mind and the heart. The esrog means that highest wave of Avodas Hashem, yesh by tam v'yesh by reich. A Jew, a tam chochem, a tzaddik, who's filled with the tam and the reich of understanding and of feeling, the ideal Jew. The esrog is the highest madrega. So we're all thinking when they threw their strike, I'm thinking, I paid $120 or something for this essay. I'm not throwing it anybody. I'll watch the people throw their chinuch sets or something. I'm not throwing my essay over there. You know, I don't have my name on it. I don't want to ruin it. I'll do something. I'll throw a lemon or a grapefruit, but I'm not throwing my essay. The whole island, the pshutim, amcha beis itself, took their strike and said, boom, they threw it. The esrog is so choshev. The esrog is yesh b'tam v'yesh b'reich. So the Rebbe says, Zeu ha'peirush sheru gemu kol ha'am be'esrogeyim. But the whole olam through the esrogeyim. Sha'aman l'tztuki ha'yeh be'esrogeyim. This is their way of answering the tztuki. Ha'inu shegam b'kerech ha'seichel v'ha'tanik shalahem hevinu v'anu l'tztuki. Sheshitoso he hepech watson helion. Kevin sheitzel bal kabolos ol gam haseichel v'atanu came up here kabolos ol. Meaning that the Hamayin Am was saying to the Tzduki that with our seichel, we're not just idiots. With our seichel, with all that we have in our understanding, and with all that we have with our heart, which is the Indian of the Esrog, which is Tam and Reyach. We accept the Ratzon Ha'Elyon. Not that we're idiots, not that we're robots. This is the true Ratzon Ha'Elyon, the Ratzon of Hashem, to be Avdei Hashem, to let go willingly, and Al Pi Seichel, to let go of my Seichel, to make that conscious decision that it's not my seichel and it's not my rotzen. It's Hashem's seichel, it's Hashem's rotzen. Therefore, they throw the esrogim at the tztuki. The esrog is tam v'reich. Kim sheitzel bal kabbalah sol, gam haseichel v'atanikim api kabbalah sol. Our esrog, our tam v'reich, it's all api kabbalah, it's also a matter of kabbalah sol. It's all kabbalah sol. The basis of everything is kabbalah sol. Kvay kedushas mori v'chami Admor, the Fidig Rebbe Sipa said, Sheb Lubavitch, Parza Pam Sreifa, that there was a fire that broke out in Lubavitch. Vahaya Echad Shebarach Min HaSreifa, and there was somebody who ran out of a fire, Berotz L'mokum Tzar B'yoyis, and he ran into some sort of a closed place. To get out of the fire, he went into some Mokum Tzar, some narrow place. And the problem was, he ran into this place, Shechakech L'hoi Yochalotzis Menom. He went to some place and he couldn't get out. He went to hide from the fire and he ran into some chesam, whatever, closet or place, and he couldn't get out. Well, Chayra, So the Yidden were talking, I guess. Kevin Shamokim Hayakotin, Bachin Lo Hayachalotis Menu. So if it was a small place and he couldn't get out of it, Kate said Nichnas or some Chadchil, then how'd he get into it? How did he get into the place? Now he can't get out of the place. He was stuck. But then how did he get into it? Vary Kabbalah Kach Palto. The klal is the way something goes in. That's the way it goes out. So he got into the place. How come he couldn't get out? Ach inin hu. The inin is shebetchila hini mitzad gadol hatshuka liyishar b'chaim. The answer is that when he was in danger at the beginning, when he was in danger and he went to hide, see, because of his tremendous shuka to live, his longing to live. That adrenaline, Paul Hadava, Kivutz Babasa Haguf, he was able to shrink himself as much as he could possibly do, and he was able to get into that place. Because that's when he had the chukka for life, and he was trying to survive. So he was able to get into the place. But now, that already, whatever it is, they put out the fire, now he said, help, I can't get out of here. That time you got in, you get out. Can't get out. Because at this point, he doesn't have any more. He doesn't have that fear and that shuka sechai. The adrenaline is not going anymore. Meate, we see that the rotzen of a person has such a the shuka of a person has such an effect on the body. The rotzen of a person can have an effect upon the seichel. As we see when it comes to sheichet, when it comes to giving a bribe to somebody, how that bribe can change his whole seichel. And that's what we learn, that a person who's avos Hashem is not with Kabbalah's all, but it's a matter of his rotzen, how that could change his whole way of thinking. When a person's avoid is an avoid of Kabbalah's all, so then there's poil on his seichel and there's poil on his rotzen to be there, to do according to the rotzen of Hashem. Al pizayuvan gamash kosa begemar v'oisa hayon nifgema keren ha-mizbeach v'yiviyu bol shal melech v'satmu. It says there was such a tumult going on there in the Beis HaMikdash with all the commotion and people rioting with that sduki that the corner of the mizbeach was damaged, was dented, and they had to bring to crush whatever it was to fix it over there somehow with the dent to fix it with salt. So what's that? In Yonashu Mizbeach Husha Olav Ekrivu as a Chelev Ahadam. The meaning of the Mizbeach is that upon the Mizbeach you bring all the best things, the Chelev, the fat, the dam, the Hainu Amuvcher Shal Karbanis, the Muvcher of the Karbanis, the best stuff of the Karbanis. And as the Bishonim say, that at the time that you're bringing the carbon, you have to have in mind that really this is what this is supposed to happen to me. What I'm doing to the animal, I'm supposed to do to myself. Really, I'm the one that's supposed to be in the mizbeach. Shekolin yonam menasim bebehema hayitzichem lehosas boy. Haymuven sheinin hamizbeach b'avoda b'nefesh ha'adam hu. We understand that the inyan of the mizbeach and the avoda of the nefesh ha'adam is what shibur kaychayis of analim. That when the choicest part of the behemoth is put out of the mizbeach, it means that a human being has to understand that I give all of my kaychas, my seichel, my heart, I give on the mizbeach of Hashem. That's Kabbalah's all. Shibur kaychayis of analim. That I'm mishabed. That my kaychas, my greatest kaychas, are mishabed to Hashem. Bedugmas has seichel lelakus, which the greatest part of a person is his seichel. And he gives that completely over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishem shesakin shchita hamachshiv es habosel l'achila oshishtiyah b'pgima. The same way that the knife, the chalif that you use for shechting, cannot have any pgam. It can't have the slightest blemish, the slightest defect. Kach gam mizbeach. So too, the din is by the mizbeach. It can't have any pgam. Shemalam olav afilu es en yonam analam. That on the mizbeach, which is Kabbalah's all, upon which you bring the seichel, the heart, also shiyu bab kimas. In one simple faith, in one's avoda, which is mizbeach, which is Kabbalah's all, there can't be the slightest nick, the slightest pgam. V'myeish boi pegima, and if there's a pegima, if there's the slightest pegam, harei zeh chisaron v'mizbeach. V'meila gab v'karbonis. Then the mizbeach is pogam, and v'meila the karbonis are not acceptable. Everything depends upon that being whole and perfect and pure. That's what happened that day. And this itself is a response to the stuki. Shatan she'ain tzarech b'kabbalas ol. His whole time is, there's no meaning that you don't have to have a kabbalas ol. You don't have to accept mindlessly the avoda of mayim, of water, kabbalas ol. Ela day b'hasaga. All that a person needs is his understanding. Day b'hasaga, that's it. So what did they show him? They showed him, this is what happens. This is what happens with your type of Yiddishkeit. The Mizbeach was damaged. And when there's a Pagam in Kabbalah's Ol, which is the Mizbeach, when there's a Pagam in Kabbalah's Ol, the slightest nick, crack in the Mizbeach, in a Jew's Emunah Pshuta, then all of the chelov and all of the dam, all of the fancy stuff, all of the mayach and all of the hergish, it's all worthless. The karbonis are not accepted. If the mizbeach, is not good, then the rest of it is all worthless. All of your hasagas, all of your chelov, all of your dam, all of your seichel, all of your ideas, all of your theories, all of your big chidushim are worthless. You know why? Because the mizbeach has a crack. How do they fix the mizbeach? Somehow with melach, with salt. What's the meaning of salt in ruchnis? The mishnah now b'chol ma'avir chutz min ha'mayim nem chutz gam chutz min ha'melach. The talmud over hukam by b'mayim came in shemelach ein amaz, and also salt is not something which nourishes. It's not something which fills. The salt in the water is the same yisayit. V'inyan of avos Hashem hu limud pnimi sater b'amunis chacham. The inyan of avos Hashem of salt is learning pnimi satera with the munus chachamim. Afal pi she'en alamin meivis ha'dvam k'fi she'yachal u'muchrach lahavin. It means even though when you're learning certain things in Pnimius and Chassidus, even though you don't understand it on the highest level of what the tzaddikim are talking about, like you understand when you learn in Nigla the Torah, you do it. But in kav chumten eretz melicha, it's called salty land that doesn't have good taste and so on. She means zadav k'nais and kav b'chol hashish ha'storim v'adav v'misakin v'misayish yisu v'kol ha'lomis v'storim shel sechem ha'mestim ha'lamis. How do they fix the mizbeach? By putting salt. Salt also doesn't have, it's not a tam, it's not a reyach. Salt also is kabbalah salt. That's how you fix the mizbeach, by adding more avoid of kabbalah salt. And you're talking about learning chassidus, even if you don't understand everything, with kabbalah salt also. B'tiyah shona, tov murechas b'torah mitzvahs, b'derech memela, yukuyim, and b'derech memela, if it will be accepted upon ourselves, all malach shamayim, all of the brachas will be chal, of nisati gishmechem, b'itam, of the blessings, the brachas that Hashem's Baruch gave to us, that if we'll keep the Torah with the Munah Pshuta, we'll be Oyv Deshem. We should be Zeicha to Ushav the Mayim Besosim with the Gula Shnagamitis Meir Yom. Amen.